Hey, what's happening, man? It's your partner, Lawrence Jackson, a.k.a. the Fantasy Football Lord. You're now tuning in to the Lord Don't Lose podcast. Let's get it.
Look, I got hype on this. Fresh white kicks, boy, I like my crisp. Dress real nice, got the ice on wrist. Now I shine real bright like the White Stone Bridge. At night, I got hype on this. Fresh white kicks, boy, I like my crisp. Dress real nice, got the ice on wrist. Now I shine real bright like the White Stone. Yeah, started shit uptown chick. Something like a rock.
What it do, what it do, what it do, what's happening, man? Y'all already know who it is, man. Today gonna be a different and special kind of episode. You know what I'm saying? I want to have some range on that podcast. You know what I'm talking about? This ain't gonna be, as you see by the title, it called Deshaun Watson in the World. Obviously, it's gonna have to do with the Deshaun Watson saga or whatever you want to call it. It gonna have to do with that, and he's a NFL player, so it gonna have to do with his situation. But this episode today ain't finna be about sports. I'm gonna touch on the case, or the case being brought to him, you know, where he's where he's accused of sexually assaulting hella women. I'll talk about men supporting women supporting women in sports, the sports industry, and all that, man. So today, man, this ain't gonna be about no football. This really for everybody. You ain't got to like sports to get something out of this episode or have your own opinion. And you know, I'm just gonna put it out there like how I'm feeling right now and how I see things going, and everyone feel free to give me some feedback on this once you hear this here episode. So hell, man, let's go and get in right to it. First off, I am an extremely big Deshaun Watson fan and supporter, always have been. I done follow his whole career dating back to his first start at Clemson. You know, when them Georgia boys ball, I get behind him. Deshaun Watson for Gainesville, Georgia, about 30-35 minutes outside Atlanta. He was a baller there, baller at Clemson, baller here in the baller in the NFL. You know, and throughout all those years, you know, his 3 years in college, his time in NFL, you know, you never really heard anything negative about this young man, right? Not even a little bit. Like, not from college. He ain't come into the league having some type of character issues or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? Which is why I think a lot of us was all shocked at the beginning when this even came out. And then we all questioned the timing of it because Deshaun Watson wanted to be traded up out of Houston, right? So, you know, you never hear nothing about that type of thing with Deshaun Watson. So then, right before the free agency kick off, and boom, it say he being accused of sexual assault by a woman. So at that particular time, it is one lady, right? It's one young lady. The lawyer come out, he make a post on Instagram. You know, we find out that, you know, he was neighbors or whatever with the former Houston Texans owner, Bob McNair, who he himself probably didn't like black people when he was living. But that's beside the point here. That's beside the point. Now, got nothing to do with this. I shouldn't even said that. But whatever. I say what I want anyway. So a lot of folks had, like, you know, a quick decision about it. We all kind of felt like something like, oh, they trying to get this dude. My man won a trade. He wanted to get up out of Houston. You know, the front office is all be all on that bull. You know what I'm saying? Andre Johnson came out and spoke out about him. And he been retired for a few years. DeAndre Hopkins, same thing. You know, J.J. Watt ain't come out and say nothing, but you know what he was thinking. Anywho, so we all initially thought like, oh, but yeah, they trying to get bruh. Like when it was, you know, just one lady. And even at that point, right, even at that point, I looked up some things and, you know, saw whoop-de-woo, whatever. And I made a tweet myself. He didn't say nothing about the woman who accused him. He didn't say nothing about her or that she was lying or doing this and that. I still got the tweet up right now, matter of fact. I was talking strictly about the lawyer and pretty much, you know, how he probably go about his business. You know, so that happens. So now you at this point, you got one woman accusing Deshaun Watson of sexual assault. Long story short, as of today, hell, we up at 20 right now. You know, we up to 20 right now, bruh. Probably 20 plus maybe, but I'm for sure that it would, like I just read something today that it's up to 20 women who have come forward and are bringing civil suits against Deshaun Watson. After the first one came out, Deshaun Watson made that one statement and basically said, nah, this is a money grab. Boom. He been quiet ever since, as he should be. Now, you know, you let the lawyers and those professionals handle the situation. So in between that time when it done change from 1 to 20, right, there have been people on this particular side. Well, if it's that many, it must be some truth to it. Nah, it mustn't. That's not a fact, right? You jump into conclusions without being presented the facts, right? So no, that's not the case, because it don't matter how many women come about. That doesn't say anything about Deshaun, right? But then there's this side of folks. Look at all these women, man. You know something must be up. Like, something must be up, you know. You got them folks. So you got the both kind of sides. And then you got the side where ain't no side. You in the middle. That where you should be. You should be holding your judgment. You should be holding your judgment until some more facts are presented. Nothing criminal has been presented about Deshaun Watson as of yet. There's nothing, you know, hell, it ain't even a criminal case right now. It's civil, right? There were no police reports. So, you know, you got to hold your judgment. A lot of folks is going to one side, you know. You know, you just see it on social media or whatnot. You know what I'm saying? But this is what the deal is. Whatever woman got something to say about their man Deshaun Watson. I was about to say Deshaun Jackson. Whatever any woman got to say about Deshaun Watson, all of the ones that are accusing him. If they've come forward, so now they deserve their day in court. They deserve to have their say, right? Because it's a serious thing now. It's a serious thing. Listen, I got two daughters. 1 3, one almost 16, sophomore in high school. She come to me and tell me somebody done forced her to do something, I'm going to believe her right off the rip. You understand? So if a woman say that, you like to hope that, you know, they being truthful in that situation. On the other hand, Deshaun Watson deserves his day in court. He deserves to defend himself as well. And it should all play out. And like I say, sexual assault against a woman is a very, very serious thing. And we all want to protect women from that. You know what I'm saying? So on one hand, a lot of us are fans of Deshaun Watson, so obviously we don't want it to be the worst case scenario. We hope it ain't the worst case scenario. You know, if the worst thing that happened and he was trying to, you know what I'm saying, if he trying to do the do with some girl, you know what I'm saying, that's what it is. But if it's worst case scenario, right? Or then that's just, you know, we went from talking about who he was going to get traded to is he even going to play? He got other things to worry about right now. So on one hand, we don't want this to be, well, for me, really the only hand. Like, we don't want this to be true about Deshaun Watson, this dude, man. Then on the other hand, you know, if something come out and it is if it ain't the worst case scenario and, you know, things were fabricated, then you know who that's unfortunate for. First off, you know, it's obviously unfortunate for him because no matter what now, the damage is done to his reputation. People gonna think what they want to think. No matter what happened, damage is done. Dude got good rep. Now, people questioning him now. And no matter what, not guilty of all counts, damage done been done in the court of public opinion. So if it ain't real, if it is fabricated, you know who else this hurt, Emo? Women that this is actually happening to. Women, young ladies, being sexually assaulted, abused, physically, verbally. This hurts them. Know why? Because then they ain't going to come forward when something really happened into them. So at that point, you kind of, you know, you don't want these girls to be, you don't want all of this stuff to be just a bit freak show. And I could see how I could be like that because the lawyer, you know, he wild. Like he like a social media socialite or something like that. So if this thing does come to nothing, that hurts even more than they already hurt is women and young women that this actually happening to out there who really got problems, who we really gotta try to help out here, man. You know what I'm saying? So, at the end of the day, man, you know, we just gotta, folks, you gotta do better, man. I'm hoping, you know, that you never know if you really know a person. If something come out and this is the worst case scenario for Deshaun Watson, cause hell, at that point, 20 women, dog, 20 women. It's like, it's all or nothing. It ain't no in between. You either a supreme weirdo or they tripping and you just a regular dude trying to, you know, do your thing. Now, Deshaun Watson's lawyer came out in his first statement and said they have hard evidence proving that one of the women has fabricated this story, you know? So what does that mean? Well, it means that possibly one of the 20 women, you know, one of the 20 women might be a little iffy. It don't mean that the other 19 or whatever still got to get their day, man. You know what I'm saying? But the best thing to do is us as fans and people who ain't involved in the situation, the best thing for us to do is just wait for the facts that's going to be presented. The lawyer for the women, he say he got all the text messages and all their proof. And we going to see. We going to see, man. He actually, about a week ago, he said he brought it to the Houston Police Department. The Houston Police Department said, nah, we ain't get that. But what he was actually doing was texting the detective, so he didn't actually go to the Houston police. So it's looking like a circus right now, man. You know, that's why, you know, we really just gotta be cool and just hope for the best. For some, the best is seeing Deshaun Watson go down. For others, the best is us knowing that he ain't do any of these weird ass acts towards the women. Gotta support and protect the women. Everybody got women in their life, man. Everybody do, whether it's your mother, your sister, your auntie, your cousin. Did I say your sister? Your grandmama, all that, man. Gotta protect and support, man. They run their world. Now, speaking on that, I'm gonna now shift over. Since I said supporting women, I'm gonna shift over now. Deshaun Watson as the NFL player. I'm gonna keep it sports. I'm gonna keep it men and women in sports. There's a lot of, you know, support for the women in the playing sports and that are in the sports industry. Now that I done got into Twitter a lot, you know, I see a lot of things and, you know, things trying to uplift the women, and, you know, I'm all good for that. Obviously, again, I'm going to use my own daughter as an example, who's a sophomore in high school. Some of y'all listening to this right now didn't even know I had no children, but now you do. She an athlete, high school athlete. Just an example, man. I tell her, I say, bruh, she played basketball. I say, if you're as good as me, you will dominate all of these girls. And she say, well, how I'm going to be as good as you? You a dude. I say, what you mean? You telling me you can't learn to shoot better than me? Yeah, you can. Dribble better than me? Think, see, and have better vision than me on the court? Yeah, that don't got nothing to do with being a man or a woman, right? So, you know, and sometimes we could forget that. For those of us that do support women in the sports industry, we can even forget how bad these women have it just trying to come up. You know what I'm saying? Because we have a normal good rapport with them, we forget some things that they probably go through. Like, you know how it start. Folks be talking about some go in the kitchen, make a sandwich or whatever. Hell, most of the women I done collaborated with since I've been doing this, man, be knowing they shit more than the dudes for real, though. And I don't even be speaking about it a lot on Twitter, because, you know, everybody jump in, and, you know, I just like to mind my business, you know what I'm saying? I don't get in all that arguing online and stuff like that, no matter what it is. But, so, yeah, you know, that's one thing. And then, you know, you see the WNBA, U.S. Women's Soccer. You saw Megan Rapinoe, after they won the World Cup in 2019, you know, saying we should get paid the same as men. WNBA want to be paid the same as men. And we all know why they don't. It's because they don't bring in the revenue. They're not as watched as much. You saw the crazy stuff when the NCAA basketball tournament started. You saw the food. You saw them had the women college team had them little Lunchables. Like, damn. And then, you know, the men had the good spread. But, you know, it's because it ain't watched enough, right? Well, now the question is, who ain't watching it? Well, you know, everybody ain't. Men and women. You know why? Because the U.S. women's soccer team, they should be getting paid more than the U.S. men's soccer team. U.S. men's soccer team, they sorry. U.S. women's soccer team is a perennial winner when it comes to international play. You know, but, you know, they don't got a person in their sport like Cristiano Ronaldo or something like that. WNBA don't have a LeBron James. Shout out to Kobe, rest his soul. He was he was trying to bring up the WNBA before he passed away. He too, as we all know, had a daughter, Gianna, rest her soul as well. She was on the verge of being a WNBA player. Kobe was all about it, but who ain't watching it? You don't watch it. Men, okay. Women who say support women. Are you watching it? You watching WNBA? Can you name 15 players in the WNBA right now? You probably can't. But then you like, hey, support our women. All right, watch them on TV. Buy their merchandise. You all can name NFL players. Because they popular. Because we make them popular. Make these WNBA players popular. Men and women. Right? Make these U.S. women soccer players popular. Buy their merchandise. My daughter is a huge women's soccer fan. What do we do? What do we do when we love our players? We buy their jerseys. We get their merchandise. So that's exactly what my daughter has. She got jerseys of women's soccer players. Because that's what we doing. Because I'm raising a woman. So you're going to be a man or woman who's saying support women in sports. Well, then watch it. Don't talk about it. Be about it. We talk all a lot about the longevity of LeBron James and Tom Brady. I made a tweet about this a couple months ago and it flew over everybody's head. We talk about I don't see anybody, man or woman, talking about Serena on my timeline. The best female athlete in history. 39 years old. We ain't talking about her longevity. I don't see it on my timeline, at least. I know Serena Williams is wildly internationally popular, but I'm just saying, I just don't see that same energy for her longevity as I do as Tom Brady and a LeBron James. Know some of your history, man. Like, I was a track and field guy, football guy, too. So I was in the track, you know, like FloJo. Who know who FloJo is, man? Greatest woman sprinter in world history. Hell, she still hold the world record in 100 meters and 200 meters today. Back from 1988, FloJo, Florence Griffith Joyner, rest her soul. She brought style to the track with the long nails, one long sleeve on the leg, one short sleeve. FloJo, one of the best. Know some women's sports history. We talking about support women in sports, dog. And speaking of it, as I just said, I was a track guy. Ran track all growing up when I was 9 years old. Never forget it. A woman showed me how to get in the blocks. That woman was another known U.S. track field runner, Gail Devers. Right, so shout out to her. Man, we just gotta be about what we talk about, man. That's really it, man. It's not, you know, it's a lot of singing and dancing going wrong around here. But when it comes time to do something, anybody could tweet, anybody could post on Instagram or TikTok and do what it do. But watch WNBA, watch women's soccer, watch the NCAA women's softball tournament if you like that sport. You know what I'm saying? I don't like softball like that. But if my daughter watching, I'm going to sit watch it with her. I'm going to sit watch some NCAA women's soccer with her because, you know, That's what it's all about, man. All I be doing is telling my kids. And they say, people say to me all the time, "Don't you ever want a boy?" Nah, I don't need no boy. I'm good. Got girls. I'm good. They gonna do anything that I could do. They might not bench 300 something pounds, but we ain't got to do all that. And it is some women out there who is doing that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, all in all, at the end of the day, man, you know, when it comes to the Deshaun Watson thing, it's always, you gotta be neutral until you hear the facts. The women gotta get their due. Deshaun gotta get their due. Gotta protect women in every aspect of the game, man. You know what I'm saying? From wherever you're at. So, yeah, I just wanted to touch on them few things in this episode, man. It's a little different just to give my own personal thoughts on this. You could respond to this by leaving comments under my post for this episode. And that's about it, man. I appreciate you listening. Until the next time, Lord Don't Lose.
I appreciate y'all folks for tuning in to the Lord Don't Lose podcast, brought to you by Hell Me. At night, I got hype on this. Fresh white kicks, but I like